They labeled us savages. They said we were uncivilized, so we needed our masters to keep us productive and help us grow. Reminds me of a caseworker and a PO. Now we're taught to be savage. 150 years after slavery, and still we're in shackles, trapped in a lifestyle that keeps us in prison, enslaved in a poor man's existence. This is a country that's always hated us, oppressed and degraded us, treated us like trash, held us back while enslaving us, smushed us and forced us to the poorest parts of town. But now we've got equal rights, they can't force us down. So instead, they've convinced us to do it to ourselves, helping us promote a lifestyle that sends us all to hell. Suddenly, being black's no longer a race, but a mentality that encourages being loud, rude, selling drugs and poverty. You have to dress, act, and speak a certain way as well, and you must be hard, never scared, never cared. But being hard is simply being evil. Street life is sin, and both of which reject religion, yet you still say you're Christians. By that logic, Eminem's more black than Dr. King. Since King spoke of peace, went to church and had 4 degrees. Can't you see how the devil's corrupted our communities with a self-destructive lifestyle replacing unity? But you ain't trying to hear me, you've replaced we with me, caring only for yourself. You're possessed by your greed, selling poison to your people. Thug life is how you're living, till you slipped up and caught a case. Now you're stuck in prison. They labeled us savages. They said we were uncivilized, so we needed our masters to keep us productive and help us grow. Reminds me of a caseworker and a PO. Now we're taught to be savage. 150 years after slavery, and still we're in shackles, trapped in a lifestyle that keeps us in prison, enslaved in a poor man's existence. Fresh out of prison and you're bankrupt, stuck on probation, behind on your child support, angry at the nation. You're staying at a shelter, no love from your lady. She won't let you see your son, found a new man to raise him. Your PO's a sadist, doesn't want you to make it, waiting for you to slip so your freedom he could take it. Nobody wants to hire you, but you can't miss a payment. As the days pass, your frustration turns to desperation. That's exactly how it was planned to be, to strip you of your humanity. They need you mad and desperate, separated from family. They'll use your felon status to discriminate against you, strip you of your rights legally, cause they resent you. You can't vote, go to school, or get a decent job. They paid your fees and did your time, so who's really getting robbed? Now you're second class citizen, but this was by design. Under pressure, you don't unleash your primal side and choose a life of crime. They labeled us savages. They said we were uncivilized, so we needed our masters to keep us productive and help us grow. Reminds me of a caseworker and a PO. Now we're taught to be savage. 150 years after slavery, and still we're in shackles, trapped in a lifestyle that keeps us in prison, enslaved in a poor man's existence. You spend the next 10 years going in and out of jail, seeing people kill, shady deals, swearing you're in hell, and your friends are in the same position. Some dead and some in prison. Robberies and petty crimes, that's your daily way of living. A cutthroat mentality, overwhelmed by reality, taking it out on everyone, a danger to your community. Never realizing how many people in society profit from the life of crime, plaguing those in poverty. Organized crime has an alliance with the law. It needs disposable people to sell their drugs and take the fall. While law enforcement needs an excuse for new toys and funding, and politicians need a legal way to suppress our voting numbers. And corporate run prisons need to stay at full capacity, since they get paid for every inmate they have. So obviously the poor and young minorities are the perfect choice for them all. This crooked system's made savages out of everyone involved. They labeled us savages. They said we were uncivilized, so we needed our masters to keep us productive and help us grow. Reminds me of a caseworker and a PO. Now we're taught to be savage. 150 years after slavery, and still we're in shackles, trapped in a lifestyle that keeps us in prison, enslaved in a poor man's existence. Many years have passed by, now you're in your mid-40s, living at your mom's long since, gave up seeking glory, gave up on your dreams, now you're just trying to survive. Depressed when you realize the world's passed you by, reminiscing on the talents that you had when you were children, and the opportunities you threw away cause you were tripping. Your elders tried to warn you, wishing that you would listen. Now you're broke with no voice, living a powerless existence, but you still love it. Through God you've learned the meaning of life, so you decide to start over and make your girlfriend your wife. So you sneak off to the jewelry store to look at the rings. When in comes a young brother, age 17. He pulls out his gun and nervously yells to man's man, why now? This was not part of the plan. You try to talk him down so he won't make the same mistakes. He hesitates, and as you reason with him, he relates. Hearing sirens in the background, the cops are on their way. He reminds you of your son, so you help him escape. He still has a chance of life, but as you start running away, whoops, you stepped on his shoes. He gets pissed and shoots you in the face. Savages. They labeled us savages. They said we were uncivilized, so we needed our masters to keep us productive and can't help us grow. Reminds me of a caseworker and a PO. Now we're taught to be savage. 150 years after slavery and still we're in shackles. Trapped in a lifestyle that keeps us in prison. Enslaved in a poor man's existence. They labeled us savages. They said we were uncivilized. So we needed our masters to keep us productive and help us grow. Reminds me of a caseworker and a PO. Now we're taught to be savage. 150 years after slavery and still we're in shackles. Trapped in a lifestyle that keeps us in prison. Enslaved in a poor man's existence.